about. You gotta put it in
perspective. Hey, everybody. It's no real comfortable or good way to start this, so let's just jump right in.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Can you just repeat that for me?
Okay, listen carefully. Lotion is water-based. As much of that as you want, don't matter. It's water-based. But cream, that's oil-based, you hear me? Oil-based. Little dab, do you?
Okay, so lotion, I go crazy.
Yeah.
Do what I want, all over. Now, what's the story with cream again?
Little dab, do you?
These nuts, bitch.
Or sweetjames.com.
How about we say it at the same time? One, two.
Will you poop on me?
And now.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about the other day, folks? Dinosaurs. It's crazy, right?
Our feature presentation.
And now, a moment with Bean.
The only thing I can think is mistaken door. They
mistaken
thought they
doorbell
to...
identity.
No, I was thinking. I'm not sure how to say it, but they meant to go to somebody else's house, got the wrong. Apartment or condo or house number, whatever you have.
How about wrong address? Like that?
That would have been a more succinct way to say it.
That was A Moment with Bean.
A lot of people, they get to where I am in their career, they start to worry that they're losing it. They don't have it anymore. I've still got it, you guys.
Yeah, not you.
I've still got it. I'm still doing what I do best.
Yeah.
Just make no sense. Hey, ladies.
Hey. Maybe.
Allie, any update on that story we were talking about at this time yesterday that created that moment with?
I believe it was just mistaken door.
You do,
identity.
Mistaken door.
Yeah, okay. I really think it was.
I'm just glad they didn't come back to kill you.
Thank you, Bean. It's really nice.
It is a Wednesday morning. It is the 9th of May, and we welcome you to yet another Kevin and Bean show. Very feeling good today now that Katie and Taylor are friends. I feel like that's... That's just I don't want to look at the world through rose-colored glasses, but I do feel like the sun is a little bit brighter today. The birds are chirping a little more sweetly. Mm-hmm. My food tastes better. I do think that this was a big moment, and I think all of us will remember where we were when we heard that Katie extended the olive branch and Taylor thanked her, and it looks like all's right in the world today.
Oh, Bean.
You guys are with me on this.
No.
It's kept me up a lot of nights, those two kids not being still friends.
Oh, well, and explain why they weren't?
Well, I mean, it goes back a long ways. It goes back to people that they were dating. It goes back to things that were said on social media. But I think the fissure, the molten lava, was that Taylor hired a bunch of dancers from Katy Perry's tour, like during a break. She figured out a way to hire a bunch of her people, which I've never really completely understood how that happened, because it seems like you have contracts, and if you have dancers under contract, they're on retainer if they're between legs of a tour or something like that. But Katie took it as a personal affront that Taylor had hired these dancers away from her.
And from what I understand, we actually have tape of you when you saw a clip of Katy Perry actually extending a real olive branch. Baby, you're a fan.
Hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl. That was my play-by-play, was it?
Yeah. That was you when you were reading the story.
It was very exciting. And if we could just get Katie on this Iran deal, I feel like we could work that out. I feel like she's the one who figures out a way to make the impossible happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I do give her the credit, by the way, for continuing to try to get their friendship back on track. I think Taylor should have met her more than halfway and didn't. I'm a little disappointed in her for that.
Wow. This is kind of a breakthrough.
Hey, I'm realistic and honest about my love for Taylor.
Okay.
She's not a perfect person.
All right.
Just very nearly. Hey, I've said in the past on the show that I don't have any interest in having a Amazon Alexa. I know people swear by it. It's one of the fastest, growing electronic items in history. Everybody seems to need and want an Alexa. You guys don't have it either, right?
No. Nope.
I don't even use Siri, which I have on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I don't need to talk to my machines ever. Well, here's a new item from Google Assistant, who has just done a massive upgrade on what they've been offering. They're in the same business, and they have an app that you could use, the Google Assistant, and they have figured out a way to upgrade their virtual and artificial intelligence to a point where now your Google Assistant can make phone calls for you.
Ooh.
And the person on the other end of the phone probably won't even know that he or she is talking to a computer.
What?
And I know that seems impossible, because the only interaction we have with computer voices, it's kind of janky a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound quite right. It's not a natural conversation. Doesn't have the rhythm of a person. But I'm going to play some tape for you right now that was part of the demonstration that was a couple of days ago at the developers conference. And you tell me if this is a breakthrough or not, if this is the type of thing. Now, this is a computer, the Google Assistant, who, if I remember in this clip, is calling to make a hair appointment.
Hello, how can I help you? Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Okay, that's the computer.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, they even wrote it so that she put an in, which is what humans do, but computers don't need to. But they made this one do it to make it sound more realistic. It sounds like a real person, right?
It does.
See how it goes.
Sure, give me 1 second. Mm-hmm.
Now, that right there also surprised me. That's why everybody in the demonstration is laughing, because during the pause, she says, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a person would do.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Now, the only thing I would say, the only note I would make on this is I think a more realistic, real human might have said there 10 to noon.
Yes.
Right. 12 p.m. is mm-hmm. a little bit awkward, I think, for humans, but that's the type of thing they'll probably continue to work on.
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, this is...
Okay, great. Perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
What are you saying, Allie?
That's just weird. Ew.
Do we like it?
No.
Do we need it?
No.
Do we want it?
No.
What's your concern?
It creeps me out. I feel like we're losing such an important time in our lives where we actually talk to other human beings. We have relationships with humans, and mm-hmm. we're doing everything in our power, it seems, to not have that. And I think it's going to lead to really big problems. I think it already has.
I agree with you, but I also see the argument on the other side in this case. As this presentation was set up, it's you're busy, so you say, Google, call and make me a hair appointment for noon on Wednesday.
How busy is this Lisa that she can't make hair appointment?
I don't know.
Come on.
But I think there are a lot of people who would be very attracted to the idea of having that happen while you're off doing something else, and that's one errand you can check off your list that's done that you didn't have to do. And I don't think I can't see how it's bad for the person answering the phone in the hair salon. It's not like it was difficult for her or mm-hmm. she was treated badly or anything like that. I mean, it was just a regular phone call for her. So I don't know. They also point out that 60% of small businesses in America, you cannot schedule things or make appointments online. You still have to call the old-fashioned way, and that's one of the reasons why they thought this would be a good use for this technology. But I don't disagree with you that if we play this out to its logical extension in 20 years, is it going to be almost impossible to get a human on the phone?
Like,
that's
not
already hard.
It's
certainly hard enough when you're calling into a company. But now I'm wondering if it's going to be almost impossible. I mean, I do foresee a problem if, you know, you've got a problem with your cable company and you can't get Buff Trevor Noah out there. But all you can get is a computer calling you and trying to have an AI conversation with you. And sometimes that doesn't work out, as we've learned so far.
Yeah, now I'm super against it.
If it means less time with Buff Trevor Noah,
I'm saying
you don't have anything to do with that. So anyway, I just thought that was an impressive display that I would share with you, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot more of that on the way. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin Beecher, shall we?
Why all these lies? Why is it lie after lie after lie?
I don't think this is a lie. I think we really are running out of time to get you in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast this Saturday at StubHub and access to the Bud Light VIP party. We have a chance for you to win a couple of different chances for you today, one in the 7 o'clock hour on the phone, and Beer Bug is going to be out in the San Fernando Valley today. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a few minutes with the Kevin Bean Janky Van. We found out yesterday, Allie, that May is Masturbation Month. I don't know how we missed that. I feel like that's the type of thing you could have pointed out to us with your little calendars that you always look at.
It's true, and I apologize, but I don't want anyone to find out how we found out. You know what I'm saying, Dean?
I do know what you're saying. Also, Deadpool 2, you guys. We got tickets for the movie, not May 18th when it opens, but tomorrow night. Give you those in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Kathy Griffin, who has had quite an upsy-downy life this last year. Since her, some would say, unfortunate choice to pose with a prop in a photograph that has led her to a year of death threats and difficulty finding work. So we'll catch up with Kathy and see how she's doing coming up later on this morning in the program.
Upsy-downy.
Upsy-downy, right? And is that it? Did I check off all the boxes, you guys? Is that everything?
I believe so.
All right. And Allie's got What's Happening, too. That's next on K-Rock. LA and OC's Alternative Rock, Wednesday morning. Kevin Beecher, thanks for tuning in. Allie, what's happening?
Well, if you missed it late in the show yesterday, we found out that Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is going to be back for a third movie.
Yay!
It's called Bill and Ted Face the Music, the plot line of the new film. Bill and Ted are facing middle age and the responsibilities that come along with it. And then a visitor from the future warns them that their song is the only one that can save life as we know it.
Excellent!
Yes. So they have to set out on a time travel mission to find or write the greatest song ever written. And of course, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter both back for the movie. So
no
good news.
Way.
Yeah, way. It's true. It's very true. And strangely, after we were just discussing robots taking over the world, what do you think of this? Ticketmaster might be replacing physical tickets with facial recognition.
I saw two stories yesterday about how facial recognition is being used. That's one of them. And the other one is one of the television networks that is going to be covering the royal wedding in a couple of weekends that is going to be identifying people attending the wedding by facial recognition. That's how they're going to know who a bunch of the people are, especially some of the lesser-known royals that they just don't recognize.
So what they have to do then is put everybody kind of in a database beforehand and then match them up?
Yes. Oh. But this Ticketmaster story, it's amazing how far along they are on this and how fast the recognition is.
Yeah. Live Nation Entertainment, which is the parent company of Ticketmaster, announced a partnership with a company called Blink Identity. And they have cutting-edge facial recognition technology enabling you to associate your digital ticket with your image. Just walk into the show. So they're saying that they can identify people within half a second. That's incredible.
It is. And they also say that you can set this up, and I'm sure this is where this is all going, is just your face is going to be all you need to buy things. They say you can go and buy, in some cases, you'll be able to buy drinks or buy merchandise at the show or whatever just by walking up, and they see who you are, and it just goes on your account.
What if I had a really good Elon Musk mask? And I'm just buying everything. Like, it's got to get to that point, right?
I don't know. The thing I always think about is how on earth do they handle identical twins? How on earth?
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's no definite timeline for when these tickets will be implemented. But The Verge says that the program, in order to work effectively, they're going to need to keep a database containing the faces of the concert goers who purchased tickets. So in light of, you know, Facebook leaks and all of that, that could be a concern for some
people. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of potential for all of this that we've talked about today to go wrong, for sure.
Remember when we used to line up sometimes overnight and buy tickets?
Yeah.
Those were the good old days now, weren't they?
If you weren't there in line when the tickets went on sale for the big show, you just weren't going to get them.
No.
You had to do it in person.
No. It's insane. How about another vampire show? You ready?
Whoa.
There's a new vampire series coming to the fall TV season. What? To the fall TV season. TV Line reports that Fox has picked up a show called The Passage. It's based on the best-selling book trilogy by Justin Cronin. In the series, Mark Paul Gosselaar will be playing a federal agent. He's tasked with protecting a young girl. She's the test subject for a new government virus, which could either cure all disease or cause the downfall of the human race. I feel like there's got to be some in-between there with this little girl. Yeah.
Look, I don't feel like I need a vampire show, but I love Mark Paul.
Yeah.
And it all depends on how it's written and, you know, what the story is and who else is in it and whatnot. I didn't think I needed a new zombie show. But yeah. Then iZombie came along and just turned the whole thing upside down, and I love it. So,
yeah.
Wait and see.
You know what they need? I don't think there's enough ER-type shows.
Oh, so something set in a medical emergency room, a hospital. Yeah.
Maybe something set on the police force.
Well.
There should be some more of those. Any firefighters out there that could get a TV show?
You've got a lot of really good ideas.
Thank you.
Why aren't they making these?
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Some birthdays today. All of these stars born on May 9th. We have got actress Rosario Dawson, rapper Ghostface Killah, singer Billy Joel, and Depeche Mode singer Dave Gahan. And that's what's happening.
That is going to be one of the highlights of this coming Saturday night as Panic at the Disco plays the 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast at StubHub Center. God, I love that band so much.
So good. So good live.
So good live. What a voice, too. Hey, Blink-182 is also on the bill, and Rise Against, and Dirty Heads, and Cold War Kids, and The War on Drugs, and Bishop Briggs, and James Bay, and all the rest. You can still buy tickets at AXS.com, or you can win them a bunch of times on The Kevin and Bean Show, including just after 7, with a very painful game. All right, did you know that May is National Masturbation Month?
Everyone knows that, Bean.
Well, I was late to the party then. I did not realize that we're already over a week in. It is a spotlight on the right and the privilege to enjoy private time. In case you're wondering, there is an actual masturbation day, too. It's known as Wanker's Day. It's an annual event that is celebrated in Britain and Australia. Apparently this is a thing that's been going on for a long time. For over 20 years, this has been celebrated. There hasn't been a lot of talk in pop culture about that particular activity until the Seinfeld show. Handled it in their, no pun intended, in their episode, The Contest. You remember that was a big, at the time, that was a big national conversation when they did that episode about how long each of them could withhold.
Right.
Remember that?
The queen of my castle, master of my domain. Yes.
Exactly, yes. And by the way, fun fact, science says men should masturbate 21 times a month to significantly reduce your chance of prostate cancer.
Oh.
I will never die of prostate cancer.
Oh, God.
As you know, I am very good at the sex. You know, I make a lot of good sex. And
stop it.
I do. Oh, but God. I will tell you that I'm a little behind on my sex terms because I did not realize how many euphemisms there are for masturbation. And I came across a list. It was part of the Mashable celebration of Masturbation Month. And I came across this list, and I may need your help on this, Allie.
Okay.
Because some of them are very obvious that you're talking about the boy or the girl. Some of them may be for both. Some of them I can't figure out who's doing what to whom. I'm very confused by how it even works, and maybe I'm just not knowledgeable enough. So let me just run through a few of these, and you help me out, and let's try to decide whether they're a man term, a woman term, or a both term.
Okay.
Okay? And maybe you can help me understand the ones I don't know. Number one, poaching the egg.
Yeah, that's for a woman.
That's lady talk, mm-hmm. Right? Shaking hands with the milkman.
That's a guy.
Manual override.
Oh, both.
I think that could be both, yeah. Marching the penguin.
I'd say guy.
Double clicking.
Lady.
Polishing the banister.
Guy.
Petting the cat.
Lady.
Lone rangering.
Both.
Boxing the one-eyed champ.
Oh, guy.
If you're just joining us, you're very confused right now. We're celebrating Masturbation Month. Hit it, Steve.
Masturbation Month tribute.
I should have played that at the beginning. Sorry. Did I say boxing the one-eyed champ?
You did.
Okay, we got that one. Celebrating Palm Sunday.
Oh, sure. That's a guy.
Yeah, that's more of a pop thing, right? Nulling the void.
I think that could be both.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have a void? Do we have a void? I think you have the void.
Yeah, but you don't have a void. That way, that's why you're nulling it.
I see. visiting the safe deposit box.
Oh, sure. Lady,
right. Orbiting Venus.
Lady?
Ah, but finding Nemo.
Oh, lady.
Cuffing the carrot.
Guy.
Cooking cucumbers.
Oh, jeez, guys.
I am very, very unhappy with that one. Dialing the rotary phone.
Ladies.
Lady, right. Mm-hmm. Taking the self-guided tour.
Both.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of boats on here, are there? Playing 5-on-1.
That could be both.
I guess so.
Sure.
Yeah. Is it? We got to be very careful of this category. But do the ladies generally play 5-on-1 though?
I mean, some do.
Okay, all right. You're an overachiever, Allie. Making waffles.
Oh, I don't know.
This is one that I'm a little bit confused on too. Who would be making waffles?
Yeah, because a batter.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry we all had to come to that realization together. Doing a Meg Ryan.
That could be both.
Downstairs DJ.
Oh, that's a lady.
Turning on the sprinklers.
Well, that's for special ladies.
Shucking the corn.
Oh, guy.
Are you wondering how many more of these there can possibly be, by the way?
I have a couple if you don't say them.
Oh, well, let's see. Softening the peach.
Sure.
Spearing the bearded clam. Paddling the pink canoe. Some of these are pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. DIY. That would be a both, right?
Yeah.
Scratching Yoda behind the ears. Trolling the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay.
All right. This one I'm very uncomfortable with. Taking selfies at the bean. I didn't need to be involved or included in any way.
Oh, yeah. The bean. Flick the bean.
Right.
All of that. Sure.
And the bean, of course, the famous statue in Chicago where lots of people go to take a selfie.
Right.
So there's a real world application. A few more here. Dotting the eye. Burping the worm.
Ew.
Tapping into your potential.
Oh, that's nice.
Rotating the drive head. Now, is that even a thing? Is a drive head a thing?
I don't know what a drive head is.
Keynoting in Cupertino.
What?
Is that an Apple-specific term?
It might be a Silicon Valley thing. I don't know.
If you're just joining us, we're running through the list of items to keep in mind as helpful euphemisms for Masturbation Month.
Masturbation Month tribute.
Taking your talents to South Beach. That seems very LeBron-centric. auditioning the finger puppets. Here's a favorite of mine. Badgering the witness. Making soup.
Nope.
Preparing the monologue. clicking the home page. Drilling for oil.
Oh, God.
Singing soprano. Debugging the hard drive. Here's one for our British listeners. Minding the gap.
Oh, sure.
And one more on their list, watching the Magic Mike XXL trailer.
Oh, dear.
That's also very specific. So did we hit your favorite?
No. No. It could be for either Ménage à Moi.
I like it.
Lady specific, tiptoeing through the tulips. One of my all-time favorites, Impeaching Bush.
Right.
And one that you kind of mentioned, it's a kind of a term.
Variation.
It's a variation.
Mm-hmm.
Roughing up the suspect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love this. I think this is very useful. I hope everybody starts working as many of these terms into their business meetings today as they can. And I am just going to be satisfied with my favorite, a date with Pamela Henderson.
Oh, God.
Masturbation Month tribute.
Comedian, friend of the show, Kathy Griffin, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on K-Rock. We got plenty of Weenie Rose tickets for you today. And in the 7 o'clock hour, I'm very excited, in honor of Mother's Day coming up this weekend, We're going to be looking for your stories of things your mom doesn't know. Things your mom doesn't know that you did or that you have or that you are or whatever. Give you a chance to, what do you think, Allie? Get it off your chest a little bit.
Yeah, we're giving you a safe space.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't tell your mom everything.
You shouldn't, especially when you phrase it, things that you have.
Right.
I'm not sure what that would be.
Well, a badger. You know, you don't want your mom to know you're living with a badger,
sure.
For instance. All
got
of
it.
That straight ahead, though. First, the Kevin Amin Afro line is on the air. That's you calling us anytime, day or night, 323-520-AFRO. I have mentioned on the show several times since I've been back from my break that I have been deeply moved by the reaction from the Kevin Amin listeners. I'm sure you've seen it as well on social media, Allie. They have been tremendously welcoming and understanding of my absence from the show. And that continues on the Afro line. And I think the first caller left a little song for us.
Bean loves death any time of day. And now he's back from his L-O-A. Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death. But we're glad he did not die.
It's very sweet, right?
It is nice. Yeah.
And I was terrified it was going to turn at the end, but it ended up having a happy ending.
But he called back. No?
No, he didn't. Okay. Someone else did call, though. And although I appreciate the sentiment, he may be overly enthusiastic.
Bean is back! Thank you, God! Thank you, God!
That was actually me.
here's a correction that I think this listener is demanding from us on the show.
Guys, I need you to do me a favor. Whenever you guys are talking about, hey, did you see this show last night? And then one of you guys say, no, but I taped it. Nobody tapes shows. Nobody. You DVR'd it, but you didn't tape it. You're not using a VHS tape to record your show. I mean, unless you are, then hell, that's pretty damn awesome. But please stop using, I taped it. You did not tape it. Stop it.
I think there are some terms, particularly when it has to do with technology, that just supersede whatever the actual technology is. Like, you still will hear people, you know, spin a record, for instance, even though the record's not spinning anymore.
Right.
It's just, or dropping a needle or whatever. I think it's just the term, but point taken, sir. Mm-hmm. Is there any way we can help this caller out?
I'm out in the backyard and I'm scooping some poop, and if only I had some sort of theme song to go with it. It's just not right not having a theme song for such an important event. Hit it, Steve.
Poopy dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop, whoopy dee scoop whoop poop.
See, there's a song for everything now, including scooping the poop. Prom disasters we did on the show yesterday. This caller had one to share.
Hey, went to my prom. Ended up going over and partying at another buddy of mine's house in school. Ended up spending the night there with my girl, but like kind of on the couch. I woke up wet the bed. Yeah, one night.
Oh, quite the story.
Wetting the bed on your prom night is not what anyone hopes for.
No.
We also recently invited you to call in, and it was maybe a big mistake in retrospect, to tell us what it is. Although you listen to the show, maybe even like the show, there are still some things we do that just annoy the crap out of you, and we gave you the opportunity to share those, and I think we got one here.
Things about the Kevin and Bean show that annoy me, and there's one that I have to tell. There's actually two. The first one is, does Allie always ask questions that she answers herself? Yes. Does Allie use the phrase a little bit too much?
A little bit.
A little bit. Stop it.
All right.
I feel like he's not enjoying the questions I ask myself, and I say to that, a little bit. A little bit.
I miss the tragic event last month when apparently the Kevin and Bean billboard that we had up near USC got taken down.
Yeah.
It only lasted a month.
Yeah.
But there is another? Is that what I'm understanding? There is one more out there in America for people to see?
There's two. Well, yeah. One in America, I believe, is still up by Cabazon. And the other one is in Mexico.
In Mexico. That one will last forever.
Yeah.
But I think this caller was very excited to see the one remaining U.S. Kevin and Bean billboard.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I just passed Morongo, and I swear I saw a Kevin and Bean billboard. First one I've seen in the 45 years I've been listening to you boys. Yay!
So at least that one remains for now. And finally, 323-520-AFRO. Anyone can call. Stryker frequently does. What's going on with our boy here? Check it out.
Kevin and Pete, it's Stryker calling. Kevin, I was going to call you on your cell phone yesterday and tell you a few things. One, it was so fun being on the show with you. I saw a lizard on a hot square of tile outside. Not the mini lizard like a gecko, but just a little bit bigger, and I got excited. But that's not why I was calling. I was in a supermarket, and the aisle was about 7 to 11 inches wider than normal supermarkets, which made it very exciting. I used to work in a supermarket. I know where everything is. You could ask me where ketchup is. I could tell you where the fruits and vegetables, cereal, milk. But because the aisle was wider, I was able to move my cart along like a running back in the NFL or like a skier on moguls. I didn't even have to look right. I was just charting where I was going to grab the food from. I saw in the distance where I was going to grab cereal, cookies, vanilla wafers, beef jerky, bananas, organic blueberries, and the proper milk, whatever it was. I never turned to the right or left. I just walked and scooped stuff into the basket. It was so perfect. I can't believe, why don't all supermarkets make their aisles 8 to 13 inches wider? Man, I left charting my course like a running. I was like Eric Dickerson in the market. All right, bye. Hello?
What? What is happening with him?
That was pretty tame, Bean.
What? What's he on?
Oh, my God.
323-520-AFRO. Call us anytime on K-Rock. All right, you've been hearing all about it. The 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast. It's finally here this Saturday at StubHub Center. Would you like to be there up close in the pit and have access to the Bud Light VIP party if you're 21 or up? You want to see Blink 182 and Panic at the Disco and Rise Against and all the rest? You can call right now. Right after the top of the hour, we'll give you a chance to play a game. Call us at 1-800-520-1067 if you want a chance to join us Saturday. All right, Wednesday morning, 6:53. Allie, what's happening?
If you're noticing a little spring in his step, his voice a little happier today, he even mentioned that food tastes better. I'm talking about Bean. This is because his two, really the loves of his life, have come back together. They have extended an olive branch while one of them did. The other one just sat back and waited for it. I'm talking about Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, you guys.
Yay!
They have been feuding for years, and it apparently started when Taylor took some of Katy's backup dancers, then Katy took them back, and then John Mayer had dated Taylor, then Katy started dating him, and then it resulted in, dare I say, bad blood, Bean.
You may. In fact, that's what that song was written about.
What?
So very appropriate.
So what happened yesterday, or at some point recently, Katy Perry sent a literal olive branch to her and a handwritten note that Taylor posted on Instagram. It says, "Hey, old friend, I've been doing some reflecting on past miscommunications and these feelings between us. I really want to clear the air." So looks like they're friends, you guys.
I'm real happy about it. Look, the world is a tough place.
It is.
You don't need to make enemies over dumb reasons.
Agreed.
Can't we all just get along? That's the message here.
I believe we can. So, Bean, congratulations. I know that feels good.
I want to thank the president for personally intervening and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Otherwise, this would not have happened.
I don't think either of those things happened, actually.
Oh. Oh.
And good news for Chip and Dave, the Netflix show Santa Clarita Diet. We'll be getting a third season.
Yay!
Yeah. It's going to begin in 2019, and all of the cast members will be back. Good news.
What is that, forgive my ignorance, what is that show about?
Is it
about people in Santa Clarita on a diet?
It's
very boring.
Drew Barrymore comes down with an odd disease where she needs to eat people. So she's a zombie, but she's not falling apart, but they're trying to, like, how do you deal with this lady who can't eat regular food? Like, her and her husband, Timothy Oliphant, they start murdering people. And
does he need to eat people,
no,
too?
No, just her.
Oh, what a nice husband.
Yeah.
So he'll kill people so she can eat him.
Yeah, and he hates doing it, but it's...
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he signed up for marriage.
Yeah, but it's
that's
very goofy.
The
show is very goofy, and it's very, very funny.
Wow. That's a real for better or for worse situation.
It really is. Ew. Timothy Oliphant is just awesome.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll accept it.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit, you guys. Nick Jonas is just such a down-to-earth guy, you guys. This was big news that he rode the subway to the 2018 Met Gala in New York City on Sunday. In case you're interested, he hopped off the train at 77th Street and Lexington Avenue in a Dolce & Gabbana golden black tuxedo with velvet slippers and a matching belt.
That's a lot of detail on that story.
A lot of detail.
Why are we surprised when celebrities ride the subway? Isn't it the fastest way to get anywhere in New York?
Yes, absolutely. But it is. It's news anytime.
Anytime.
And like Jay-Z took a subway to, you know, the Brooklyn Nets game. And people were like, right, what? Right. This is nuts. Is it? Is it nuts? Oh, and I'm sorry to report, Bean. It's news that we already knew, but now it's confirmed.
Okay.
Catherine McPhee is indeed dating superstar producer David Foster.
Yeah.
They went to the Met Gala together, and she said it was a nice date night. Of course, it was the worst-kept secret in showbiz, since his daughter, Erin, called Catherine her new stepmom on Instagram last fall. And in case you're keeping track at home, Catherine McPhee is 34, David Foster, 68.
Okay.
So.
All right. Catherine McPhee really, really wants a career in music.
Oh, how dare you, Bean?
I'm saying, and unrelated to that, she's in love with a wonderful man.
Can't she just love him?
She can. She certainly can, but it won't hurt.
Can't she look at those four failed marriages and say, I can change him?
She could certainly do that.
Come on.
And I wish that, look, I love Catherine McPhee, and I want her to be happy. I hope this is it.
Listen, you love love.
I've said that forever.
Well, speaking of love, Kat Von D and her husband, lead singer of Gothic Summer, announced that there's a little baby in the oven. It's a boy. Yeah, the newlyweds tied the knot on February 21st. This will be the first child for both Kat and her husband. So congratulations. Well, babies.
All good for y'all.
Tummies. Good stuff. Some birthdays for you. Singer Billy Joel, actress Rosario Dawson, rapper Ghostface Killa, and Depeche Mode singer Dave Gahan. That's what's happening.
We are celebrating this weekend's K-Rock Weenie Roast by inviting you to the party. If you want to join us Saturday at StubHub Center, we got a bunch of ways for you to win tickets on this morning's program. We're going to play a game with the callers on the line in a minute. First, though, let's go out to the vibrant city of Burbank, California. Check in with Beer Mug and the Kevin and Bean Janky Van. Hey, Mugs.
It's nice getting out in the mornings. I got to tell you, we're always cooped up in this little K-Rock studio, but it's nice to get out and get some fresh air. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine, and I'm going to tell you, I agree with you so much. Sometimes I walk outside during a song, and I just go, this is what the beautiful, cool morning air feels like, and it's delightful.
It's the best.
You have been all over Southern California, new location every day, and you're in the Kevin Bean Janky van. How's that thing run, by the way? Is that all right?
You know, surprisingly, it runs pretty okay. I mean, there's the windshield wipers are rusted, but according to Dave, you don't need those anyway, so he'd be good in it. But no, it's pretty good.
All right. So people love seeing the van. They love meeting you. We saw a bunch of pictures on social media yesterday when you were down in Orange County. What are you, what'd you bring down there with you to give away today?
We are at the Burbank Empire Center today, and we have Weenie Roast tickets. You two, we have tons of shirts, ex-ambassadors, Liam Gallagher.
Wow.
So get down here. I mean, oh, and we have, of course, the hot item, as always, the little mini toy Kevin and Bean Janky van.
All right. Where exactly are you at the Burbank Empire Center, Mugs?
We are right by the Krispy Kreme, of course. I mean,
of course you are.
Donuts and beer and me, they go together, hand in hand. So right by the Krispy Kreme, and the exact address is 1800 West Empire Avenue. It's the big shopping center off the 5 freeway with all the big airplanes on all the signs when you're driving through Burbank. You can't miss it.
Okay. All right. And Mugs will be there for over an hour, so there's no need for you to rush. But everybody gets down there and gets eligible to win some of those great prizes. We'll check in with you later. Thank you, Beer Mug.
Take care.
All right. All right. Let's give away some Weenie Roast tickets right now. This game is called Kazoo and You.
It's Kazoo and You. Just guess the tune we play for you. It's Kazoo and You, because we love kazoos and you do too. It's Kazoo and You, and you win some ticks, not one but two. It's Kazoo and You. Come on, let's play Kazoo and You.
Kazoo!
Our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, in city with us right now. Hey, King, how are you?
Yo, 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 what's going on?
And the don't do that. Don't do that accent. We don't like that. The kazoo is the only musical instrument you can play, correct?
Wrong. I am a brass aficionado.
Oh, what else can you play besides a kazoo?
The trombone, the sousaphone, the baritone, the French horn, the trumpet.
Are you buying any of this, Allie?
Not a word, because I'll tell you this. During the song, he turned around to the wall and blew the kazoo like he was trying its pitch or something. It's a goddamn kazoo.
Yeah.
Pretty limited is the way you could do it.
I was just running some scales real quick.
Were you?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can here's the way this game is played. Caller gets on the line. Dave will play one of the songs that is going to be played at the Weenie Roast on Saturday. You have to come up with the title and the artist. It could be anyone on the bill, but no tricks here. They're all songs you know by bands you love. And we'll take them in order, and we'll start with our friend Court. Courtney, she's been kind enough to call from Yorba Linda today. Hey, Court.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for holding. Dave is up with Kazoo and You. Tell us this song by title and artist.
All right, Courtney. This will be really easy, but hold on. Okay, ready?
Okay. All right. That's funny. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Courtney, what song is that, please?
I am at a loss.
Oh!
At a loss is not playing. Sorry.
It was this one.
I got no roots for my home.
I mean, it was trying to be that one. Thank you, Courtney. We appreciate you. Let's try Caesar Wilmington up next. Hey, Caesar.
Hey, good morning.
Kazoo and You, listen up, title and artist. Here's Dave doing one of the songs from the Weenie Roast this weekend.
All right, here we go, Caesar.
He blew it so hard it flew out of his hand.
All right, take two.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
that is correct.
Yes.
All right, you are one step closer. Hang on. We'll take all the winners at the end and do a drawing. Someone wins tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast this weekend. It might be Jackie in Redondo Beach, who's up next. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, how are you?
We apologize for what we're going to put you through here, but Dave is going to play his little kazoo. Listen up.
All right.
That's a great sound for somebody to wake up to this morning. Jackie, title and artist, please. What's Dave doing?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Does this sound familiar?
It's happened once again. I'll turn to a friend.
I mean, it's just...
Oh, so sorry.
Without lyrics, I mean, it's exactly the same.
Thank you for calling. Hey, let's have a guy named Kevin on this show for once. Long Beach. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing all right, except we got to listen to Dave play the kazoo, but it might be a way for you to join us at the Weenie Roast this weekend, so let's see what's up next.
All right, don't be a Kev dog. Let's do this.
Okay. All right. Oof. Going off book a little bit there at the end.
That was a little pitchy.
What do you think, Kev?
It sounds like Panic at the Disco.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Yes!
Nice. I got in with the habits you people ever heard of.
Well done, sir. All right. Let's just squeeze in two more this time around. Let's make the first one Richard Van Nuys. Hey, Richard.
How you guys doing? Good morning.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. Good luck. Here's Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do this, Richard.
Richard, what song is he playing on the kazoo?
Oh, man, I have no clue.
Oh, Richard! It was this one.
Try to come out, baby, stand and deliver.
I have to tell you, I think that one was pretty close.
Thank you. Thank you.
That one did. I think that did sound like it. All right. Sorry, sir. Let's do one more. Make it Robert Covita up next, our final contestant for Kazoo and you. Hey, Robert.
Hey.
All right. Good luck. Last chance to qualify to win these tickets in the pit. Here's Dave.
All right, Robert. Let's do this.
Okay, thank you. We got it. That should be enough. Robert, you either know this one by this point or you don't.
I'm going to go with First Date, Blank 182.
I am so sorry. No, we're looking for Rise Against this time around.
Oh, my God. So identical.
I can't believe they haven't asked you to join the band, Dave. All right, tough game, Kazoo and you. We apologize for everyone who had to listen. Caesar and Kevin both were able to get through. Dave, though, only one can win tickets for this Saturday in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party backstage. Miss Allie McKay,
looks
who's
like
our winner,
we're
going
to have a Kevin at Weenie Road.
Yeah!
Kevin!
Yeah, man.
Way to be. Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks for playing Kazoo and you.
Kazoo and you.
Kazoo! Allie, I think I need to lie down after that conversation with David Chip during that song.
Mean, that was a lot.
It turned into an intense therapy session here in this room.
They will not be using my code for Pro Flowers Mother's Day flowers.
No, they will not. Hey, they do not have anything to worry about for Sunday. Good hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Kathy Griffin makes her triumphant return to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 a.m. Very excited to catch up with her. What a year she's had. My gosh. That's on the way, plus more K-Rock Weenie Rose tickets. And if you missed Muggs on the phone a couple of minutes ago, he is in the San Fernando Valley today. He wants you to win tickets to all sorts of upcoming great shows, including the Weenie Rose this Saturday. He is at the Burbank Empire Center out by the Krispy Kreme. Of course he is, with the Kevin Bean Janky van. So stop on by in the next few minutes and take a shot at winning some of that stuff. We're talking about Mother's Day off the air. It is this Sunday. And I don't know how we got on this topic yesterday, but you don't share everything with your parents, nor should you.
Mm-mm.
And they don't share everything with you, nor should they. It's very difficult for kids, if I can go off on a tangent in just 1 second. It's very difficult for children, no matter how old they are, to envision their parents as human beings. They're just your mom and dad.
Right.
You don't want to think about them doing the stuff that people do, if you catch my meaning.
Butt stuff.
Perhaps, but not exclusively. And it's also very difficult to think of your parents as ever being young. There was a time where they were 20. And I know that's hard for you to imagine, but there was a time where they were, you know, smoking weed at the beach and they were getting involved in crazy behavior and they were shoplifting and they were doing all sorts of stuff that you never picture your parents doing. But they grew up and they lived just like you do, which is weird. All right. The flip side of that is, you want to think of your kids, if you're a parent, you want to think of your kids as being special, perfect little snowflakes. And you don't realize that your kids also have a little bit of mileage on them, right?
Right.
There's a lot of stuff you don't tell your mom, and for very good reason, until today. Because now we have a good reason, because we want to hear about it.
Yeah.
What are we looking for here as we celebrate Mother's Day week, Allie?
I mean, just something you want to get off your chest. It's just going to make you feel a little bit better knowing it's out to the universe. Maybe something like, hey, remember when you divorced Dad back when I was 10? I dated one of his friends 8 years later. You know, something like that. Just weird, creepy, bad stuff. Let's hear it.
For our enjoyment.
For our enjoyment.
You are 30, but your mom still doesn't know you have a dragon tramp tattoo.
Right.
That's the kind of thing we're also looking for. There's just some stuff like, why bring it up with your mom and even invite the possibility that you're going to meet with disapproval or have some sort of long discussion, or your mom's going to be mad and won't talk to you anymore. It's just better if you don't tell her. But as Allie says, you can get it off your chest. I don't know how this is going to go, but we are looking for things your mom doesn't know about you is what we're looking for. Now, could we broaden that to also maybe it's in the past for you? Your mom found out you were married on that vacation to Mexico and you never told her? I mean, could we include some of those calls as well?
Yeah, because I think that will help people sitting at home to think, ooh, I'm not that bad. Right?
Right. So we're looking for bad surprises for your mom. How about that? Your mom doesn't know about something that's going on in your life right now, or something you did, or found out about something in the past. And, well, frankly, it crushed her. We want to hear about both of those stories. So I don't know how it's going to go, but I think it could be fun for the rest of us. If you want to share your story, we'd love to talk to you. 1-800-520-1067. I'm not sure this is what they had in mind when they came up with Mother's Day, but let's give it a try, and we'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Explain this to me, Allie. Why is it your people, all ladies, calling on the topic of things your mom doesn't know about you? Every line is full, and they're all women.
Interesting.
That's a surprise, right?
Mm.
In honor of Mother's Day, we want to know, what is it your mom doesn't know about you, or what did she find out about you that she was shocked by? We'll start with Teresa real quick in L.A. ahead of Lovely the Band here on K-Rock. Teresa, you're up first. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Allie. Hi. Hi.
What can we do for you?
Okay, my story is that I snuck out of the house at 16. I had a huge window by my bedroom, and I snuck out, and I hooked up with this 20-year-old I met on the internet. And
oh, my gosh.
He also went to my church.
Oh.
And did you get away with it, and Mom never found out?
No, actually, I'm not that close with my mom anymore because my parents are divorced, so they were both in the house, but no one ever found out.
And then you'd see him at church, and you're like, wink, wink, old dude.
Pretty much.
That's awesome. Well, happy Mother's Day. Thanks for calling, Teresa. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. The rest of you ladies, hang on. We'll talk to you next right after Lovely the Band on K-Rock. In retrospect, I wish we hadn't covered Masturbation Month the same time we're doing our tribute to Mother's Day. I mean, I feel like we should have spaced those topics out a little bit. Very uncomfortable. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Strangely, all ladies, we're talking about things your mom doesn't know or didn't know about you that surprised or shocked her. Let's just get to as many calls as we can, and we'll start with our friend Amy. She's in West Covina, up first, line two. Hey, Amy, thank you for calling and holding. Did you break your mom's heart? What happened?
I did. I'm a horrible human. When I was 16, I gave away our family dog.
Oh,
Amy, what happened?
No. You know, we lived in Palmdale. It was like 1,000 degrees, and I kept trying to walk to the mall, and the dog kept getting out and following me. And after the third time, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. So I gave her away to a sweet old lady, and oh, it was bad. They were on a manhunt for like 6 months, put up posters.
As you're just hanging really at the mall in the air conditioning, you're like, can't find the dog.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you know, should have stayed in the house. I mean,
did you pretend to be shocked and sad that the dog was gone too? Did you have to act for 6 months?
Yeah, and I'm a good actor, so I was that's really unfortunate. Like,
oh my god,
try and get out of the house. So
Amy,
you know, you're
awful. Next time, just put up a fence, for God's sakes.
I know. Right. I'm impatient. It's bad.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you. She doesn't sound very remorseful.
Amy is a sociopath, and
I think so.
It.
Line four, San Pedro. Let's say hi to Pirate. Oh, I don't know that we've ever had a pirate on the show before. How are you?
I am great.
Tell us about your mom. What did she find out about you?
Oh, man. Okay, so I got a tattoo of my boyfriend's name on my butt.
Okay.
On my butt cheek. And we ended up going to a water park, me forgetting about your tattoo, especially if it's something that, you know, no big deal to me.
Yeah, and you can't see it, too.
Of course. And we're at the water park, and all of a sudden, I'm wearing this skimpy bathing suit because it was cute, not realizing I'm with mom and she's going to see the ink that I have behind me.
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassing was that?
Are we just going to avoid the fact that Pirate has a tattoo on her booty? Just going to let that go?
I guess so.
Okay.
Pirate booty.
And you and the boyfriend aren't together anymore. You guys broke up at some point, right?
No, we're still together.
Oh,
how? Well, that's a surprise, because that would have been another unfortunate chapter in your life, Pirate. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go down to line seven with Karen. She's in Covina, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Karen, we're talking about things your mom didn't know about you. What's your story?
Hello. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm so excited.
Great. We appreciate that.
Well, I didn't tell my mom that I was tripping on acid, and I came home from a concert, and it was a Lollapalooza concert back in my 20s, and she was trying to get me to go to bed, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I was like, woo!
And she had no idea you were on acid?
No idea. Oh. I don't know if she does till this day, but she might know now.
Let's go to Karen's mom on line 8.
Was it a one-time deal, or was acid a regular part of your week back then and you had to constantly hide it from her?
It was a one-time deal because I don't know all my times tables, and I didn't really want to fry my brain as much as I could.
Understood. Well, thank you for listening and finally finding the topic that made you pick up the phone and call the Kevin DeBate Show. We appreciate it, Karen.
Hey,
thank you so much. Yes, dear.
Look at line 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm down. Cherie?
Yes.
You're welcome on our show anytime.
Thank you very much.
Your mom doesn't know what about you?
I am a professional dominatrix.
Yes!
What is, if I have permission to ask a question, Cherie, what does mom think you do for a living?
She thinks I work in a restaurant.
Wow.
And is it the type of thing you've ever considered having that conversation with your mom about, or is it just best you just know your mom well enough to know she couldn't handle it?
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to handle it.
Have you ever had any close calls where she might have seen something or heard something that made her question your cover story?
Possibly a couple times, like having a small riding crop in my purse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Having like a paddle or like nipple clamps like on my desk.
How do you explain that away?
It's just a chip clip for Doritos.
How you explain it is you walk over to it and cover it up with a piece of paper as if nothing was going on.
All right. Well, hey, listen, do me a favor, Cherie. Call us back if your mom ever finds out about it. We want to hear how it goes, okay?
Wait, say that again?
If your mom ever finds out that you're a dominatrix, call us back and let us know how that went.
Yeah, totally. Totally
okay.
Will.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, we're talking to all ladies, and we're going to go to Jake, who's our first man on the phone in a moment. But listen to this. Brandon wrote in. About 3 years ago, this is on the Kevin Medina Facebook page. About 3 years ago, I got 2 annulments in 1 year. The first one was a dare in Las Vegas, to which I was surprisingly sober. But the second one was drunk Vegas marriage. I was in gym shorts, and I got married to one of my friends the second time. Oh. My mom has not found out, but my dad knows, but we're both too terrified to tell her because she's very religious.
Oh, no.
Being in your mid-20s is awesome. So this guy has been married twice and gotten 2 annulments, and his mom doesn't know anything about it.
Wow, that's nuts.
If your real name really is Brandon. All right, let's go to Jake. Let's find out what happened. Dude, thanks for the call.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? What happened? My mom doesn't know that. Well, she does now, but I moved up to San Francisco to go to college, and I dropped out, and I lied to her for 2 years telling her that I was still going, and she didn't find out until she needed my form for my tuition to pay for her taxes, and then I got caught and I had to tell her.
For 2 years you pretended to be going to school?
Yeah, for 2 years.
What were you doing up there?
I got a pretty good job, so I ended up with it. So I was just like telling her that I was still going.
Look,
now I'm going to PCC.
I mean, I get that, you know, if your mom, if it's in her heart that she can't wait for her kids to go to college or something like that, you don't want to break her heart. I mean, I get why it happened, but you never thought it would spiral out of control to the point where it took 2 years, I bet.
Yeah, for real. Because I kept telling myself, I'm like, okay, I'll go back next semester. I'll go back this semester. I'll go back this semester. I just kept pushing it off and pushing it off.
Gotcha. Thank you for the call, Jake. Appreciate it. Let's do one more call on this topic. Let's make it line 4 and Sandy. Now, we're going to switch it up here, Allie, because Sandy is the mom.
Oh, okay.
She's the mom. Sandy, did you get your heart broken?
Yes. I can't believe you took my call. I'm thinking I should have not given my real name, but... Yeah, my husband found a card sticking out of my daughter's purse, and she and her son live with me, and it turned out that she was doing porn to pay her bills.
Whoa!
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
That, look, it's a legal enterprise. I don't cast aspersions on anyone who chooses to do that as an adult. It's a tough call if you're the mom, though it's tough to picture, I guess.
Yeah, you try not to picture that.
Very hard. I took it very hard. I fell into a depression. I guess we're over it now. That was years ago. But that was one of the biggest hurts of my whole life. Yeah.
Yeah, I can certainly understand. But I hope you guys were able to work it out. You realize she's still your daughter, and you still love her, and she still loves you. It's just, it's not a choice you would have made, I guess.
Plus that paycheck.
Hell no.
Am I right, Sandy?
Not a choice that you want your daughter to make. She still lives with me. She's in school. And, I guess we moved past that.
Good for you. Good for you. Hey, glad you called. We appreciate it, Sandy. Hey, happy Mother's Day, too.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
For just a few more minutes, you can stop by and see Beer Mug with the Kevin Bean Janky Van. He is in Burbank this morning at the Burbank Empire Center off the 5 Freeway. He's got lots of Kevin Bean giveaways, including tickets to the upcoming Weenie Roast for the Saturday. He's got K-Rock t-shirts. He's got stickers. He's got the little Kevin Bean van tours. I think he's got U2 tickets, Liam Gallagher tickets, and all the rest. Beer Mug at the Krispy Kreme Donuts Burbank Empire Center for just a few more minutes if you want to swing on by and maybe win your tickets. All right, Kathy Griffin's on her way down here, you guys. She should be in right after the top of the hour. Really looking forward to catching up with her. First, Allie's got what's happening for Wednesday.
Bean, you like the pizza?
I'm a big fan of the pizza, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you'll be happy to know a big event going down. It is Pizza Fest LA at the Hollywood Palladium.
Yay!
Kids love it. It's happening this Sunday. We're talking pizzerias, different restaurants, pizza trucks, photo booths, DJs, cooking workshops, cooking demos, panel discussions, all things pizza, you guys. I want to give 5 winners a pair of tickets to Pizza Fest at the Hollywood Palladium again this Sunday, 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Let's take callers 10 through 14 at 1-800-520-1067, and you'll be able to enjoy nice late afternoon, early evening filled with pizza.
Call now, 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
I love you, too. Did you hear about all the drama yesterday with Lethal Weapon?
I'm not so sure.
No? Okay. Well, Lethal Weapon, they want to get a third season. The problem is, apparently, they're going to be doing it without one of the leads. The guy that plays the role of Riggs, his name is Clayne Crawford, and apparently he's out. So it's a little 11th hour recasting effort to figure out if they're going to make it to season 3.
Wait, how can I go on without Clayne Crawford? That's his name, really?
Clayne Crawford.
Clayne
Indeed.
Crawford? Okay.
Indeed. That is his name.
And he's playing the Mel Gibson role,
yeah,
from the movies. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Apparently, he's a nightmare on the set. This comes from a Deadline report. They said that he's been disciplined multiple times over complaints of emotional abuse and creating a hostile work environment while shooting the Fox series. Allegedly, it has worsened in recent months to the point where no one on set wants to talk to him, including his co-lead Damon Wayans. That's not fun. It's not a good time.
As unfortunate as this is, what I'm about to say, you have to be a bigger star than Clayne Crawford to be able to be tolerated with that kind of behavior on a TV set.
Yeah, and sometimes it catches up with you.
It sure does.
Might take 20 years, but it might catch up with you. By the way, he's posting pictures on Twitter and Instagram of like, huh, me? And then tweeted, wait, you can't fire me on my day off. We're all just having fun here. Like, what's happening with Lethal Weapon? Good Lord. And apparently it was the season 2 finale last night. So this was all very interesting timing for this to have come out. Interesting stuff.
I wonder if it'll be one of these deals where they just slot in it like they do on soap opera. Sometimes they just slot in a new actor playing that role and it just goes on like it always has. There's never any mention of it.
Right. The role of Riggs will now be played by Steve.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Steve gets it.
Oh,
he's very good.
Me too. Oh, can he hit it? Hip hop star Dr. Dre has lost a long running trademark dispute against a gynecologist with the same name. Now, stay with me here. The case was first lodged in 2015 when a Pennsylvania gynecologist, Drayon M. Birch, tried to trademark the name Dr. Dre. He spells it D-R-A-I. And then rapper Dr. Dre was like, no, no, that could cause confusion because Dr. Dre gynecologist was going to sell audiobooks and seminars under the moniker. Are people confusing Dr. Dre rapper with the gynecologist at any point?
I was going to say no at first when you started the story, because no one's going to drive by a gynecologist's office in, where'd you say, Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
And think that it's our Dr. Dre, okay?
Right?
But then when he starts marketing any kind of audio and you mm-hmm. see Dr. Dre, I sort of see where our Dr. Dre is coming from on that one, that people might misunderstand and think that he's somehow involved, because that's kind of his area.
Right. It's spelled differently.
But do you think most people know how to spell it? Do most people know that Dre is short for Andre, and that's how you spell it?
Yeah, but this guy's name is Drayon.
Yeah.
Very different. Here's the thing. If I'm driving by in Pennsylvania and I see Dr. Dre, woo-woo doctor, I'm heading in there thinking rapper Dr. Dre is going to take a look, right? Slide down to my hand type of sitch. Know what I'm saying, ladies?
So what are you saying? He won or lost that lawsuit?
Dr. Dre, the rapper, lost.
I see.
The ruling said that while the two names were similar, rapper Dr. Dre had failed to show that people would be misled into buying gynecologist Dr. Dre's products. So I guess, we're all just going to be fine.
Okay.
Here in America. We're all safe. It was just a matter of time until this went into contracts. But apparently, for his next project, Red Notice, Variety is reporting that Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be paid around $22 million, but $1 million of that is just to ensure that The Rock will promote his own movie on his own Instagram. So basically, if you're in a project, you can say in your contract, listen, I'll tweet about it, I'll post about it, I'm going to need some money for it.
How about that?
It's about time, though, right? He has 104 million Instagram followers, so it's going to cost you, right?
I mean,
it's promotion.
Yeah, I guess it's just like buying an ad on a big TV show or something like that, except a much larger audience. I will say that The Rock does not strike me as a guy who has ever not worked really hard to promote his movies.
Right. Right.
He's the best publicist for any rock-related project you could want.
I agree 100%. All right, some birthdays for you. Rosario Dawson, Ghostface Killah, Billy Joel, and Depeche Mode singer Dave DeCosta.
Depeche Mode.
What? Huh? One more time?
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
Thank you. Dave, go on. And that's what's happening.
She's alive, ladies and gentlemen. She is well. She is healthy. She is happy. Our friend Kathy Griffin is back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. You know, I forgot you had very strict rules that you must be introduced as Emmy and Grammy award-winning comedian and New York Times bestselling author mm-hmm. and producer. I'm sorry, Kathy.
What about Miss Pretty? What happened to that?
Oh, Miss Pretty, oh, yes.
Yes, Miss Pretty's here. Oh, my God. I should change KathyGriffin.com to MissPretty.com, but I'll let someone else do that.
Kathy, I don't even know where to start with you, girl.
Where do we start with this year?
I know. Ooh. I mean, I take my eyes off of you for 1 second. You get in all sorts of trouble. What are you doing?
It's called a global scandal, okay?
So,
yes, I famously took a photo of a Halloween mask of the accidental president, as I lovingly call him, because, you know, it's kind of an accident, and put ketchup all over it to make fun of him after him saying, you know, oh, blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever. And then the picture went on TMZ, which was not fun because then Harvey Levin, people were so outraged that the Trump wood chipper started it on me. And then Don Jr., of all people, who's maybe Eddie Munster in real life. I'm not sure. He tweeted something about I should be ruined. And then the accidental president himself tweeted. And once he tweets you by name and you're me and you're not like, let's say Johnny Depp, mm-hmm. who got a little tipsy in a Dublin bar mm-hmm. and said some Johnny Depp-ish things. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to stand up for him, but I don't think anyone really thought Johnny Depp was going to kill the president.
Right.
But
right.
he had like the Pirates of the Caribbean behind him. A week later, he's taking a picture with his Make-A-Wish kid. me, I'm just little old me. And so I have, you know, Fox News coming after me, all the right wing nut jobs, and the bot farms are filling my timelines, and my entire tour was canceled, which TMZ reported in real time, which has never happened.
And that happened how quickly?
Well, Harvey Levin talks to the president.
Right.
Like, they're buddies.
Sure.
Which,
of course,
by the way,
yes.
is upsetting to me that the president talks to a blogger. Like, and look, TMZ is a guilty pleasure, but mm-hmm. I just don't think the president should be, like, kicking it with a blogger.
Well, and so, the president shouldn't be targeting citizens.
Well, that's right. And it's actually historic. So never in the history of these United States has a sitting United States president used the power of his office, the First Family, we'll get to them in a minute, and, you know, the Fox News, the right-wing media machine, to come after an American citizen and a 57-year-old female comedian. But also to portray me as a member of ISIS. Like, if I can just tell you, because I have to find the comedy and everything, my two-hour conversation with my mother that day, who watches Fox News mm-hmm. with the sound off and thinks mm-hmm. it's real, she's just going, why did you join ISIS? Out of all the gosh darn clubs you could have joined, why couldn't you do some stamp collecting? Because I hear that ISIS is real hard and they make you go to training camps. And you're too old for that nonsense, Ma. I'm not an ISIS.
God bless her.
I don't think they're recruiting any 57-year-old red-haired Irish-American comedians.
Kathy, let me press pause, if I could, on just one second, because I have had a lot of questions over the past year since this all went down. It's been about a year, is that right?
Yeah, about a year. May 30th is the anniversary.
So it's coming up. Okay. Now, you know, we talk a lot about free speech in this country, and we also talk a lot, especially increasingly in recent years, about the consequences of free speech. You certainly knew that photograph would be not received well by many people in the country, right?
Oh, I hoped it wouldn't. I mean, the whole point was to have it, mm-hmm. you know, have me make a sign, a First Amendment covered sign of displeasure. As a woman, as an American, and also, you know, I know Trump. Like, you know, he's like this, he's like an aggressively stupid person.
Oh, you've
I've
told
known
us,
him off and
told,
on for 20 years.
Yeah, you've
years,
told us stories, yeah.
So I will say, for if nothing else, come see my live tour, because I have Trump stories that I've kind of had in my back pocket for 20 years, because nobody really wanted to hear about them until now. They wanted to hear about the housewives and stuff.
Sure.
Important issues. But now I have these amazing stories about, like, time I spent with Trump and Ivanka for 4 hours, and that was... That's another couple of mental giants, if you like talking about nail polish. And, you know, so I have, like, these personal stories. Like, one time I was seated next to Trump for 4 hours. You're going to love this. At a Larry King roast. And Trump was on my left and Gilbert Gottfried was on my right.
Wow.
I was never so in love with Gilbert Gottfried in my life.
I thought you'd be praying to be deaf at that roast.
Oh, no. I was like, Gilbert, how's your soup? Like, I kept turning away from the Donald. You know, he wants to be called the Donald, which is the weird. And I'd be like, Gilbert, how's your salad? How's your soup? How's your appetizer? What's going on? How's the road? So, yes, I have turned this into comedy. Hence calling it the Laugh Your Head Off Tour. Because
okay.
I'm going to lean in, baby. This is the elephant in the room.
Hold on, Allie. July 19th at the Dolby Theater is the Los Angeles date. July 28th at the Civic Theater in San Diego. Both dates on sale right now, KathyGriffin.com. Yes, Allie, go ahead.
What do you think was the turning point then from, oh, she'll never work again, to, oh, shows are sold out? What was that?
I actually think this is going to sound really silly, but it was so bad for so long. And it's still bad. Like, I'm on a brand new kill list. And, you know, the death threats are still coming. And, oh, you know what people do? They send... a lot of Bibles to my house.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I'm not making fun of religion, but the idea that anyone thinks, like, at my age, like, a Bible's going to save me, you know, it's too late. It's too late. I'm a happy, happy lost soul. But, I've been just biting and scratching my way back. But I think what maybe sort of caused the sea change, as mm-hmm. I call it, is, number one, people started just getting, like, scared of his policies. Mm-hmm. So, number one, he kept doing more things that were more unhinged. Also, remember, my photo was, like, pre-Weinstein. So, a lot of people thought, oh, if the photo had come out sort of as part of that, pre-Time's Up, etc. It was just a fun, nasty statement. And I've taken a lot of shocking photos, so I truly didn't know it would get this reaction. Like, first of all, like, you know, Obama or W, they never commented on this stuff. Never. Also, we had 8 years of people putting pictures of Obama being lynched on Facebook.
Right.
I saw a ton of decapitated Hillary Clinton during the campaign.
Yes, exactly.
A ton of those.
But once the Trump wood chipper got a hold of me, then it was like, okay, we got Sean Hannity on her, we got then Bill O'Reilly. Oh my gosh, you know who called me the day of the photo? But he called me on my boyfriend's cell phone, Matt Lauer.
No kidding.
Where's he?
Right?
Because I'm playing Carnegie Hall and Radio City the night before. How about that? I played it both in one night. I sold out Carnegie Hall in less than 24 hours.
You're back.
I'm back. I'm trying. I am trying. You know how I'm back? This is so old-timey. You would think after decades it would occur to me. I finally, 4 months ago, started a mailing list and a text list. Finally. So I'm actually, like, I'm so divisive and controversial. Mm-hmm. I can't just blanket the city of San Diego and say, oh, I'm coming to the Civic, or blanket L.A. and say I'm playing the Dolby. I have to actually email with people that have said, you know, I think you're funny. I get that you're an American. You're not an Al-Qaeda. I want to come see. I want to hear the story. And so that's really how I've been selling out shows.
Wow.
Yes. I have one email and text at a time.
You're like, dear Jeff, I know you like me.
Seriously.
Kathy, what about, and forgive me for bringing this up, but you're pretty much an open book. And, and this is still painful for me as just an outsider and someone who cares about you. What about the friendships, the actual close friendships and working relationships that you've had for so long that evaporated as a result of this?
Let me tell you, that's one of the reasons I want to do this tour. And trust me, this tour isn't like a lecture about the First Amendment. It's mostly funny, although I do have like a 10-minute section in there where I talk about when I went in for my actual interrogation. And let me just say, you could hear a pin drop. Because I want people to know, truly, if this could happen to me, it could happen to you, for real. Like, sure. I really, really believe that. And that's why I say, like, if you have a 13-year-old kid and they put that picture on Twitter, they shouldn't have to be subject to that. So
Certainly one thing
I want people to know is, you can hate the picture all you want, you can hate me all you want, but I want you to know, I didn't break a law, this stuff is covered, blah, blah, blah. So, the friendship stuff has been brutal. I'm down to my mom, 7 gay guys, and I got 2 puppies. And my boyfriend, who's wonderful.
I always wanted you and Anderson Cooper to get married in some sort of non-sexual, forever lasting relationship.
Like a marriage of convenience, like the old days. Like an old, like a Liz Taylor situation.
But you guys didn't just work together New Year's Eve. You guys were actual friends at each other's houses who hung out and texted and talked and all of that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the fact that am I wrong? Did he just drop you?
I would say that when he tweeted I was disgusting that day, I would say it exacerbated the situation. I mean, it didn't help. And then also there was this thing that happened because, you know, Jeff Zucker, who's the head of CNN, is like so afraid of like his shadow pretty much. So they had to issue a statement because Don Jr., of all people, Eddie Munster tweets, we don't just want her fired from New Year's Eve. We want her banned for life. So CNN bans me for life. I'm like, calm down, girls. Okay, calm down. So then it's like all these people started to issue like banning Kathy Griffin for life. And so, you know what hurt the most is when I lost my endorsement for Squatty Potty.
I know. Oh, that was very important to you.
Devastating.
I mean, the fact that I'm even sitting here talking to you is more than I think most people
You probably haven't had a good movement.
I haven't psychologically worked through. Because, you know, I was the face of Squatty Potty. Proudly.
You certainly were.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You did more to help people poop comfortably than any other person
in this
country.
Well, you know what it does? It unkinks their colon. And I shouldn't still be advertising, but I remember the copy. And so that one hurt. I mean, that one hurt worse than Anderson by a mile. But when you were asking me about like what caused the change, all right.
I need you to pause right there, Kathy, because we've got to take a very quick break, and I'm sorry.
I'm going to keep talking during the commercial.
Laugh Your Head Off Tour is on sale now, July 19th at the Dolby in Los Angeles, July 28th at the Civic in San Diego, and we're going to have some tickets to give away and talk more with our guest, Kathy Griffin, right after this on
Kathy. So anyway.
You may know her as a hilarious comedian. To us, she's just Miss Pretty. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Griffin in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, coming to town at the Dolby Theater on July 19th. That's in Los Angeles. San Diego date at the Civic Center on the 28th. Both on sale now through KathyGriffin.com. Kathy, you were starting to get a little bit emotional there about playing these venues again.
I am so grateful. I mean, to come back from this, you have to realize I had people saying, leave the country for 8 years, leave the country for 5 years. I was negotiating with people. I was like, can I stay for 4 years? I live here.
Man.
So, yes, I hunkered down in my home. And by the way, I just want you to know, and this is all in the act because, you know, I'm not holding back because I don't have an F left to give.
Sure.
Right.
Not one.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't have one. I'm the mayor of Zero Fsville.
Zero Fs. Got
Zero.
It.
Okay, so I hope you appreciate this. And then we'll get to the Met Ball in a minute because I know Bean wants to go over every single dress.
Obsessed.
Oh, my God, Rihanna arriving in the Popemobile. Fierceness. That was for your 7 gay listeners. Anyway, first we should talk about the sea change first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. That was Allie's question before the break. How did you go from being unemployable to selling out shows in 3 countries?
Exactly. Because, you know, I can't resist the opportunity to be vicious. I'm a purist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I believe in it. I believe in negativity and fun. And so, honestly, you know when things started to change for me? I swear to God, New Year's Eve. Like when people watch that Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, whatever that mess was,
right.
I was actually afraid to watch it because I thought, oh, this is hard for me. And, you know, Anderson, like I really loved him.
Yeah.
And my phone started blowing up and all my friends were like, turn it on. It is a train wreck.
I watched it and I wound up saying the Monday we came back, I said, ooh, for two guys that are such good friends, they have zero chemistry.
And they tour. Like, they tour, but good they, like, sit God. On vodka launchers and answer, like, fake Twitter questions. So I just want you to know, if you come to see me, whether it's the Kennedy Center or the Dolby or the Santa Monica Civic or the Moore Theater in Seattle, I'm giving you all new material. I have a heck of a story to tell.
Are you going to tell us anything about that press conference with Lisa
Bloom?
Oh,
my gosh. I got bloomed. I caught bloomed. Yes.
I read online that you were going to be having a press conference the next day, and I'm like, don't do it, Kathy. Do
oh my gosh,
not
I wish I had listened
it.
To you. I had other people, like Susie Orman, the financial guru.
Right.
She
mm-hmm.
sends me an email. She's like, don't do a press conference. I've never done a press conference in my life. I didn't know it was going to be like an infomercial for Lisa Bloom.
Yeah, she had a step and repeat.
Step and repeat. She had a banner over my head that said lisabloom.com. The worst representation. She was doing interviews herself in the hall, and it was a horrible, horrible idea. So that made everything worse.
Yeah.
And then I thought, all right, now it's time to, like, let's get centered. And then I got, like, the most wonderful call from Jim Carrey. And I'm not asking, like, we're best friends. I act like we're best friends. But he goes, look, he said the funniest thing. I was sobbing. I was in a ball. He goes, look, you're the most famous comedian in the world today. And I go, for all the wrong reasons, Jim. He goes, oh, no. He goes, do you know how many comics would give their right arm for this story? He goes, you're going to have a story that nobody else has in the world. And so I thought, well, then I'm going to take it around the world. And then I booked myself in 15 countries overseas and 23 cities. And I'm on the Interpol list. And I was detained at every single airport.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
I still am.
What
still
was
am.
The response from audiences in different
Standing
countries?
Standing ovation every show. I'm not kidding. I am not. Not kidding. And it was, you know, I just put it all out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And also, like, I just want to say there's a lot of comedic things that have accidentally happened. Like, you guys know who my neighbors were during this entire ordeal?
Refresh my memory. I don't remember.
Oh, it's good. During this entire, until 2 months ago. And when I say neighbor, I don't mean down the block. I mean so close I could reach out my window and shake their hands.
Door.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian West.
Are you kidding
me? And Kanye Kardashian
no
West.
No way.
Who's a free thinker?
He really
I don't understand. Yes.
Yeah. So I even tell, like, in this, in because, you know, I don't want to make it all like this lecture about Trump or whatever, but I interweave it with advice that I got from Kim and Kanye.
Well, slavery was a choice. You learned that, right?
Thank you. Slavery was a choice and buy makeup. You know, there's a lot of buy eyeshadow.
Okay.
That's right. And, like, I just love telling those stories because I don't care who you are. Don't act high and mighty. Everybody wants to know what it was like when Kathy Griffin went over to Kim and Kanye's for the first time.
That's
and the
amazing.
First time Kim came over to our house, and I actually didn't tell my boyfriend Randy that Kim was coming over because I thought that's like a good doorbell ditch. So she's like, are you going to be home in like a half an hour? Because I'm like, faster, honey. Let's get to the point. I'm going shopping. I'm like, yeah, get to it. So anyway, that was fun. So to have like a half an hour later, Kim Kardashian ring your bell. I was hiding upstairs like a little kid, and all I hear is my boyfriend going, can I help you? Like, she's, like, selling her makeup door to door. Which she, by the way, they would.
That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. That's right. Hey. So I have a lot to bring to this.
You do. All right, Kathy, before we run out of time, a couple things real quick. I was surprised to see not that long ago that after some of the furor had died down just by the passage of time, that you then came out and said, I rescind the apology.
Oh, totally.
I apologized for that. And then you said, take it back.
No, because I found out
just reignite it all over again?
I don't care. The outrage. Okay. You know why? Because this is the conversation. The outrage was faux. I've performed in Iraq and Afghanistan. So Trump can't even find them on a map. He's never been there. So to have the vets turned on me, and by the way, let me be clear. I wasn't Dixie chicked. I was Dixie dicked. Like, the Dixie chicks had, like, the entertainment community putting them on the cover of Entertainment Weekly and Time Magazine. I had everybody turn on me.
Oh, you were pride.
I had my own friends turning on me. Like, people I'm calling, like, really, girl? You really think I joined Al-Qaeda and didn't tell you? You know, so that part.
You weren't lying when you said you just had mom and seven gays.
Mom,
that's all that was left.
Mom, seven gays and two puppies. I did get two puppies. puppies, and I'm their therapy dogs. Although I feel I'm their therapist. So, by the way, that I just want to go back to your previous segment. The Mother's Day call-ins were horrifying.
Yes,
and
they
I
were.
Just want to check in on the safety of Pirate. Find
yes.
out what's going on with her name. I'm thinking that's not her government name.
We're concerned about Pirate as well.
And yeah. also, I love the mom who called in, and she's like, "Hi, I'm Sandy." Oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then I also like the confession of the dominatrix.
Mm. Yes.
So I just love when you guys put these somewhat innocent questions out there, mm-hmm. and I love your reaction because I can tell you're horrified.
Always. We're always horrified by our own listeners. I know.
And they start like light and fluffy, and then they just go to this dark place where, and then I turn to prostitution, and then it just, there's like a pause, and Bean's like, coming up, Smash Mouth.
I feel bad for saying, but you like that check, Sandy, huh?
Right?
I felt bad for saying that.
I know, but you know, Sandy can put her name out there.
Yeah. If you want
and
to
I
see-
know that better than anybody.
If you want to see Kathy at the Dolby, and why wouldn't you after this, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Callers 20 through 24. Win tickets to see Kathy Griffin in person. KathyGriffin.com to buy your tickets. Kathy, before you go, we have 60 seconds with. We're going to fire a bunch of questions at you. Just answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
Can I answer as a free thinker?
Of course you can.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
First job ever.
Bank teller.
Dog kisses on the mouth.
Love them.
If you had to, would you drop, stop, shut them down, or open up shop?
Open up shop.
You're stranded on a desert island. One album. What is it?
A Rubber Soul. The Beatles.
You're on the same island with one person. Lisa Bloom or Andy Cohen?
Pass.
Funniest person, dead or alive?
Dana Gould.
What city has the best audience for stand-up?
Los Angeles, California, or San Diego, California?
Your go-to karaoke song?
No scrubs.
If you could make out with anyone famous, dead or alive, who would it be?
Crispin Glover.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. You thought you knew me.
Right?
Full of surprises.
Wow, River's
Full of surprises.
Edge.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. I go way back.
Clarissa.
Before Back to the Future. Before Back to the Future.
I love it.
Yeah.
Pineapple and pizza, yes or no?
Occasionally.
Movie you walked out of?
It was a Darren Aronofsky movie with Scarlett Johansson. It was so crazy. And I went to see it with Sia and Kelly Osbourne. And
how
we
Sia
got kicked
see
out.
It?
Sia and I. Okay, so here's a fun story. We
of
went
her
to
hair.
See a very.
That was
well,
a hair joke.
She's got a big bow.
Okay.
She has a very. So we have to move the bow back.
Okay.
But yeah, the three of us, I know that's an odd threesome, mm-hmm. but Sia, Kelly Osbourne, and I went to see a very serious movie. We thought we were going to see like a gal movie, and 20 minutes in, it was so serious, we couldn't stop laughing. We actually got kicked out of the archive.
No.
Sia has told the story on Kimmel, but yeah, to be kicked. And you know, the whole time I'm throwing them under the bus. That's Sia! A singer. I'll see you, honey. Put the hair up. We need to not get arrested. And Kelly Osbourne, she's very famous. And
what
then
was
we got
the
kicked
movie?
Out. I have to think of it. I
can't remember what it was called either. I know the one you're talking
it's
about.
It's like a
though.
Very moody ScarJo,
yeah.
but
it's a honked up Darren Aronofsky movie.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Couldn't stop laughing, and I know that's wrong.
Kathy, I want you to know sincerely, we're happy to see you. We're happy you're well and happy and working. And we never lost faith in you. We never gave up on you. We always supported
you
through this. And I hope you come back and see us again real soon.
Absolutely. Can I do one more plug?
Sure.
All right. Sign up for my mailing list at KathyGriffin.com or text Kathy to 345-345 to get the latest ticket news. Am I heard?
Deadpool 2, you guys, May 18th. Ryan Reynolds is back, starring along with T.J. Miller and Rob Delaney, Marina Baccarat, and Zazie Beetz, and so many. Josh Brolin, of course, as Cable. It's going to be an amazing movie, and we love Ryan Reynolds around here, and I'm sure you do, too. We're taking calls at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Am I Ryan or Am I Lion?
So young man, am I Ryan or am I lying? Come on now, there's no denying. Deadpool 2 is really lit. Now make sure your answer's legit.
Oh, we're out of time.
I think it has something to do with Ryan Reynolds and Twitter, but I'm not exactly sure what I just heard.
Yes, what's going to happen here is I'm going to read a tweet. You're going to tell me if that's Ryan or am I lying meaning it's not one of his tweets.
Well, Ryan definitely has great Twitter game, that's for sure. So if you're a big fan, maybe you follow him, so maybe this will be easy for you. We'll just take him in order, starting with Don, calling us from Salem, Oregon, you guys. Hey, Don.
How's it going?
Thanks for listening up or down in Oregon, depending on where you are. You ready to play Am I Ryan or Am I Lion?
I am.
And are you able to come down for the movie?
No, if I end up winning, then I'm going to let Allie go ahead and pick somebody she wants to donate those to.
Well, aren't you lovely? All right. Here is the tweet. My daughter's only 6 months old and already drawing. I'd hang it on the fridge, but honestly, it's absolute garbage.
Yes, that's a Ryan tweet.
It is a Ryan tweet.
It is a Ryan tweet. All right. That's how the game is played. Thank you, Don. Raphael Whittier up next. Hey, Raphael.
Hey, how's it going?
Listen up. Here's Allie.
Millennials who make fun of my wife and I for sharing jeans can go straight to hell.
Wait, what was that? Something about his wife?
Millennials who make fun of my wife and I for sharing jeans can go straight to hell.
Yeah, let's say that's Ryan.
It is not.
Ooh.
Oof. So
tough
close.
Game.
So close.
We're playing Am I Ryan or Am I Lion?
Am I Ryan or Am I Lion?
Let's go to Whittier. Say hi to John. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, John, you ready?
Yep.
A family having a picnic about 200 yards downwind ate like half of my dad's ashes this morning.
I'll say lion.
Incorrect.
He said lion. Oh,
it
no.
is Ryan.
It is Ryan.
Oh, man.
All right, thanks. Let's try Lita, Los Angeles. Hey, Lita.
Hi.
All right, Lita.
This is surprisingly a tough game. Yeah. Good luck. Here's Allie.
Do not make me regret this One Direction tattoo on my lower back, fellas.
That's Ryan.
It is indeed Ryan.
Congratulations. You're going to see Deadpool 2 tomorrow night at the K-Rock screening. Let's try Brandon, Thousand Oaks. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Is this Ryan or Am I Lion? Using my son's raincoat as a hat so my hair doesn't get messed up. He's doing the cutest little shivers.
I would have to say Lion.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. That's three pair of tickets we've given away, right? We got two more.
Yes.
Let's try Troy in Anaheim up next. Hey, Troy.
Good morning.
I hope you're a big Ryan Reynolds fan. Listen up. Here's Allie.
If you specify you went to Whole Foods instead of the grocery store, get the F away from me and my family.
That's Lion.
Indeed.
All right.
Indeed. All right.
One more. Adam, Huntington Beach, up next. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good
hey,
luck.
Is this Ryan or Am I Lion? Totally caved and tossed my daughter the keys to the car. She looked really happy as they bounced off her tiny infant face.
I'm going to say Ryan on that one.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Is that five?
That is five already. Adam and Troy and Brandon and Lita, and one other that hung up. That's our guy from Salem, Oregon. Congratulations, you guys. You are all going to be seeing the advanced screening of Deadpool 2 at the AMC Century City. That is going to be tomorrow night. It's in theaters everywhere on May 18th. Ryan Reynolds is funny, Allie.
By the way, those other tweets, those all belong to Deadpool 2's Peter W., played by Rob Delaney.
Oh, how
those
about
were all
that?
Real Rob Delaney tweets.
This has been Am I Ryan or Am I Lion?
Am I Ryan or Am I Lion?
And now, a moment with Bean.
The only thing I can think is mistaken door.
Doorbell identity?
No, I was thinking, I'm not sure how to say it, but they meant to go to somebody else's house, got the wrong apartment or condo or house number, whatever you have.
How about wrong address? Like that?
That would have been a more succinct way to say it.
That was a moment with Bean.
You know how, Cosby is kicked out of the Academy and had his honorary degrees taken away from him?
Right.
Can they take my Hall of Fame radio award back after they hear that?
They would have done it long ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's a good... That's true. That's a good
point. Again, not a
hey, it's Masturbation Month, we found out, and we are late to the party, but we're going to catch up with a celebration planned for you just after 9 a.m. Don't forget, also at the top of the hour, still more tickets for you to join us in the pit and backstage at the Bud Light VIP party, talking about this weekend's K-Rock Weenie Roast, Saturday at StubHub Center. Tickets on sale now, AXS.com, or you can win them in about 5 minutes
right here on K-Rock. First, Allie, what's happening?
Guys, this is big news. Los Angeles police are investigating the disappearance of the original Iron Man suit worn by Robert Downey Jr. It disappeared from a Pacoima warehouse. Here's the interesting thing. It left somewhere between February and late April. Apparently, they didn't really have eyes on it that whole time. They weren't just checking on it, so they don't know exactly when it was taken. But this is big. The costume, by the way, how much do you think that costume would be valued at?
Because it was the on-screen Iron Man suit that Robert Downey Jr. wore in the first Iron Man movie.
Right.
So you're not just talking about what it cost to make or whatever. You're talking about its value.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $100,000.
You would need to triple that.
Oh, my
gosh. $325,000.
Yeah. And someone just walked away with it.
Apparently, yeah. It was reported missing yesterday. And here's the weird thing. Life is a little stranger than fiction. Truth, stranger than fiction. I believe that's the quote, right? The theft of Stark's weapons and supplies was the plot in Spider-Man Homecoming. This is real life, you guys. Right? Who's with me?
Someone should check on that kid who plays Spider-Man.
I think they should. Oh, did he? I don't know. I'm just Infinity War questioning.
Yes, I understand.
All right, never mind. Hey, this is a story we talked about earlier, and I'm kind of fascinated by it. Ticketmaster might be replacing physical tickets with facial recognition. Live Nation Entertainment, the parent company of Ticketmaster, has announced a new partnership with Blink Identity. They have cutting-edge facial recognition technology, which basically means they look at your face, and within half a second, they recognize if you're the one with the ticket, you get let in. That's crazy.
It really kind of is, and I wonder if one of the impetuses, or impetus-I, depending on what it is, to develop this kind of technology is, again, because they're working so hard at Live Nation on anti-scalping.
Right.
Like, if you're the person who buys the ticket, maybe they want your picture, you know what I mean? Or something like that, and this is all a way to make sure you can't transfer those tickets.
It would be a great way to make sure. But what if then you bought the ticket for your kid for Christmas?
Right.
You have to then show up at the show and be like, hi, here's my face, but he's going in?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions that I have about how you could actually implement this, particularly for a big show. I mean, it's one thing if you're doing a Will Turn show. I don't know that this could possibly work at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it. There's no definite timeline for when this might be implemented, but they're going to need, for this to work effectively, Ticketmaster is going to need a database, basically, containing all the faces of concertgoers who buy tickets. So that has the potential of being hacked and all sorts of stuff. Listen, I don't want to be conspiracy alley, but that could go bad.
Sure.
But it could also be rad. Right? I mean, like, you lose your tickets, you're like, oh, I lost my tickets, but I still got my face. And you're fine.
I mean, and as we were talking about earlier, they're talking about linking this up to, like, your credit cards, for instance.
I mean,
imagine if you could go into the grocery store and all you have to do is just push your basket past a sensor, and they can see it's you and they can charge what's in the basket to you. I mean, it really, there's unlimited potential for something like this if they get it working right.
Unless you have a twin that you don't talk to, and then all of a sudden you're like, who bought this car? Tammy! Right?
I hate Tammy.
Gosh, she's such a bitch. Some birthdays for you. Rosario Dawson, Ghostface Killah, Dave Gahan, and Billy Joel, and that's what's happening.
All righty then. One more look at what's happening with Allie.
Let's do this. If you're a fan of the Santa Clarita Diet, guess what? You're getting a third season. Variety reports the new season will begin 2019, and return of the cast members like Drew Barrymore, Timothy Oliphant, all sorts of people that just like eating flesh. It'll be great.
Who's got the Santa Clarita Diet? What channel or streaming service is that on?
That's the Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you've been looking forward to possibly a new vampire series, you won't have long to wait, because one is coming this fall to Fox. They've picked up the show The Passage. It's based on the best-selling book trilogy by a guy named Justin Cronin. In the series, Mark Paul Gosselaar is going to play a federal agent. He's tasked with protecting a young girl who's the test subject for a new government virus. Here's the thing. That virus could either cure all disease or cause the downfall of the human race. Who knows?
Wow.
One or the other. There is
choose
no
wisely.
Between. Yes, that is what I'm saying. And congratulations to Kat Von D and her husband. They got married February 21st. He's a lead singer of Gothic Summer, and they are expecting a baby. And it's going to be a little baby boy. So congratulations to her and to her husband. This will be the first child for both of them.
All right.
And now's when we start hearing about all the different ways that companies are getting into the action of the big royal wedding. If you're excited about it and you've wondered, oh, if there was only a donut that I could have to get ready for the wedding.
Now, wait, there aren't, this isn't an Olympics type deal where there's a branding commercial endorsement deal, right? There's not an official donut, for instance.
I don't believe so. I believe
these are just people hopping on.
Right. And this is Dunkin' Donuts. They have created the Royal Love Donut in honor of the occasion. It's filled with jelly, frosted with chocolate icing, and finished with a strawberry drizzle. Look for them in stores May 14th through the 20th.
We were just talking about the Love Donut a few minutes ago here on the show.
We really were. Totally different. Not sold at Dunkin' Donuts. Not sold there at all. This is nuts. Did you know that the cake being made for Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's upcoming nuptials requires special protection by the royal security team? They're worried about people, thieves, stealing the design.
Oh.
Interesting, right?
Okay. So yeah. What, do they have, like when the Stanley Cup travels, do they have a team that goes everywhere the cake goes?
Right. They must. Yeah. Workers who made Prince William and Kate Middleton's cake back in 2011 had to sign confidentiality agreements. They couldn't even tell their spouses about the top secret suites. That's just weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, that is weird. Why would you care if somebody else has a cake that looks like your cake? You know?
Right? Or why if it tasted like your cake. Wouldn't you be like, this tastes just like the royal cake, and I just made it in my oven.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I guess that there must be some people who are so on the edge of their seat, just rabid for any kind of information that for whatever reason, they're keeping it quiet.
Yeah, it's odd. However, Bean, if you were a chef, would this interest you? Queen Elizabeth is looking for an assistant chef to work at a little joint called Buckingham Palace.
Dude.
Yes. But here's the thing. You're going to need to be available to work every day of the week.
Okay.
You're going to prepare classical and contemporary menus for a wide range of events. However, you're going to get 33 days of vacation, free meals, training, a pension fund, and access to recreational facilities.
Okay.
How much do you think you're making a year?
Are you part of the live-in help? Do you also get that covered, or do you have to commute?
You have to commute. And you know, London, super cheap, right?
I'm going to say that's going to give you $60,000 a year to take that job.
Yeah, it's going to give you less than half of that.
Oh,
$28,700. F you, Queen Elizabeth.
Are you kidding me? Is that that's like minimum wage, isn't it?
I think it's less in London.
Oh, my God.
You have to work every day of the week.
And by the way, it's nice that you said free meals, but you also are cooking those meals.
That's a very good point. Absolutely. Access to recreational facilities. What does that mean? Like a gym?
Can't find a tennis court anywhere else. That's a weird. I mean, I'm really surprised that they would cheap out on a job like that as important as cooking for the queen. You think that you would want to get a high-end person.
Yeah. It is an assistant chef, so maybe you're working your way up. But still, it does seem like
that's not as
much money as you would think.
Yeah.
I mean, London is more expensive than L.A. It's like on par with San Francisco and New York, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah. That's a...
I mean, that's going to limit the ability to get the best people, for sure.
Absolutely. Charlie Sheen, he is firing back at a Jane Doe that slapped him with a big old lawsuit last summer. The anonymous plaintiff claims that he never revealed that he was HIV positive before they had unprotected sex. So Sheen filed paperwork claiming that the mystery lady is a, quote, professional hooker party girl. And he gave her tons of cash and gifts during their two-month relationship. And he claims he told her about the STD the second they met. Hmm. So, not good. He also claims, though, that she's stalking his house, his father, Martin Sheen, and signed a non-disclosure agreement. So, if you sign a non-disclosure, but she still sued him,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works with my law degree and all.
Winning. I don't either. And I also would like to go back to he told her about the STD as soon as they met. Hi, I'm Charlie Sheen,
right.
And I'm HIV positive.
Right.
That's his opening line now?
I don't know.
And he's still getting more women than some people.
Oh, for sure.
Even with that being his opening line.
Are you kidding? Absolutely. And sad news for Bean, because it has been confirmed, although we all knew last fall, when a very prominent producer, David Foster, when his daughter wound up putting a picture of David and Catherine McPhee on her Instagram and said, "My new stepmom." Basically, they've been dating for over a year now, and she finally came out with it and said that the Met Gala was a nice date night. So I'm sorry. I know you love Catherine McPhee. You thought
well,
that was
we
a chance
do.
For you.
We all do.
But she is indeed dating super producer David Foster.
Is David Foster's daughter older than Catherine McPhee?
You know what? I don't know, but Catherine McPhee is 34. David Foster is 68. So I'd say probably real close, right?
good possibility, yeah. Ooh. They seem very happy together. I've seen them on television together, and they seem very happy.
Listen, love is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not limit it to people 1, 2, 3 decades older than you.
I agree.
All of these stars born today, May 9th, in whatever year. Billy Joel, Ghostface Killah, Rosario Dawson, and Dave Gahan.
The Patch Mode.
Yes, indeed. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. Hey, on your drive home today, listen, we have it on good authority that it is more likely than not that K-Rock's Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show will be joining us tomorrow.
What?
So, fingers crossed. We hope that happens. I'll tell you who I guarantee will be here. Will Wheaton is going to be joining us. Will from so many great things, including Big Bang Theory, which he's on right now. We'll talk to him about that. Dr. Drupinski on the program today. Beer Mug will be out in the van. I think he's heading Ontario way tomorrow with the Kevin Bean Janky van to give away some Weenie Roast tickets. We got him. You can win here on the show as well. And Allie, you're going to be excited. Get set. Solo, A Star Wars Story is almost here.
So close.
What if I were to tell you that Yonah Suetamo is going to be in studio with us? Yonah, the legendary Yonah Suetamo, will be joining us tomorrow.
Kianess?
He's Chewbacca!
Oh! All right.
He is the new Chewbacca, and he seems like a charming man. And imagine what it must feel like for any actor coming from anywhere to now be Chewbacca. I can't wait to talk to him tomorrow. That's all happening right here on K-Rock.